Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. As always, you can send in a voicemail message to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. It's been a day since Bill Belichick was robbed of first ballot induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's a lot of stories to get into today. LeBron James made news. Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to make news. That's something that definitely we're going to discuss. I never brought up the fact that Brooks Koepka decided to depart from LIV Golf to return to the PGA, and he's performing today. That's something that's worthy of getting into or whatever. It's going to be interesting to see what transpires in the world of golf as we move forward. Apparently, LIV is short-lived if a guy like Brooks Koepka decides to walk away from the sport despite all the money that they have in the Middle East. But that's something that we can get into later as the show progresses. First order of business, again, is going to be Bill Belichick, because for those of you who are living under a rock in the world of sports and didn't know what the hell was going on, Bill Belichick, an 8-time champion overall, a 6-time champion as a head coach, 12 Super Bowl appearances overall, 333 wins, including the postseason, which is second only to Don Shula, 17 division titles. That same Bill Belichick is denied first ballot entry into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We could have a discussion. I don't think anybody would say there's a snub that's been more egregious than this. There are some people that bring up Terrell Owens, and obviously I'm one of those people, because he deserved to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he was hosed. He was robbed. But this is incredibly egregious on the part of Bill. I don't think the Hall of Fame, I mean, how do you have any credibility if you could sit up there and leave out Bill Belichick as a first ballot Hall of Famer? Robert Kraft, the owner for the New England Patriots, definitely made his voice heard when he talked about how, without question, Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Tom Brady also spoke out about it. Coach Jimmy Johnson, former coach for the Dallas Cowboys, 2-time champion, obviously, along with, coaching for the Miami Dolphins, doing great, great work on Fox. He had a ticket to go to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and he said he wasn't going. Turned around, and I don't blame him. And I don't think people should watch. I think it should have its lowest ratings ever, like zero. I don't think it should even matter. I think it's that bad. And obviously there were people that came out, and, you know, one particular voter who voted against Bill Belichick said he wasn't voting against Bill Belichick. I'll play that sound for you in a second. But let's hear from some of the people who spoke up on behalf of Bill Belichick. Let's start with Tom Brady. Sean, get that clip of Tom Brady speaking about Bill Belichick's snub as a first ballot Hall of Fame inductee. Listen to this.
I just think that, to me, I don't understand it. I mean, I was with them every day. If he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, there's really no coach that should ever be a first ballot Hall of Famer, which is completely ridiculous because people deserve it. And he's incredible. There's no coach I'd ever want to play for. I'd rather play for. If I'm picking one coach to go out there to win a Super Bowl, give me one season, I'm taking Bill Belichick. So that's enough said. There's nothing outside of that. You know, again, when it comes down to votes and, you know, popularity and all that, like, you know, then welcome to the world of voting, and you may as well go, you know, try out for the Oscars or whatever, and, you know, get a big panel to tell you if you're good or not.
Unbelievable. Jimmy Johnson was on Pat McAfee's show on ESPN yesterday. He was a bit more acerbic in speaking out against those who snubbed Bill Belichick. Listen to what he had to say.
I think this tarnishes everything in the Hall of Fame, all of the inductees, everybody in the Hall of Fame, just because of, you know, 10 or 11 or 12 ignorant, jealous who did not vote for him. I think it tarnishes everything about the Hall of Fame. As far as if they're using the excuse of the Spygate, you know, before they had the electronic communication between the sideline and the players, everybody was trying to steal signals. You know, a lot of people would not admit to it, but every team had an individual trying to get the signals or doing one thing or another.
That part is very, very interesting because Jimmy Johnson is pointing out how you had coaches looking to steal signs and signals from opposing coaches all the time, and it was part of the game. So we got to take that into consideration. This is from a Hall of Fame coach, Jimmy Johnson, two-time champion as a head coach, a national champion as a college football coach, one of the most highly respected coaches in NFL history. This is what he's saying. Obviously, there are people that feel differently, and then there's the Hall of Fame itself. Pro Football Hall of Fame took what is called the multi-level PR hit on Tuesday with the leak that former coach Bill Belichick did not qualify for the 2026 enshrinement class and the ensuing firestorm of criticism. On Wednesday, the Hall of Fame hit back with a vague and non-subtle threat that members of the selection committee could lose their privileges. Listen to this quote. This is how pathetic they are. Listen to this. This is from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The Pro Football Hall of Fame understands and respects the passionate reaction of many fans, media members, and enshrinees of the Hall itself in light of published reports regarding the voting results for the class of 2026. It says it's that very passion that propels the game. The Hall also respects the members of the selection committee when they follow the selection process bylaws. It is an honor to serve as a selector. Each year, the Hall reviews the selection process and the composition of the 50-person selection committee. If it is determined that any members violated the selection process bylaws, they understand action will be taken. That could include the possibility that such selectors would not remain a member of the committee moving forward. The selection of a new class is the most important duty the Hall of Fame oversees each year, and the integrity of that process cannot be in question. So this snub that takes place, where it's absolutely highway robbery that occurred at the expense of Bill Belichick, and the Hall of Fame's statement is essentially threatening selection committee members that you didn't keep the process private or anything like that. This is pathetic. It really, really is. It's horrible. And I'm telling you right now, you shouldn't watch it. People shouldn't show up in attendance. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that they could do this. I don't care what anybody says. And that includes Rob Parker, who was a guest on this show yesterday from Fox Sports, who had no problem with Bill Belichick not only not being inducted into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot member, but he said that Tom Brady doesn't deserve it either. I think somebody needs to drug test him. Something's wrong with Rob Parker. I told him that, but it is what it is. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but it's bad. It's bad. And then there's Bill Polian, the former six-time executive of the year, you know. But even before I get to Bill Polian, look at this guy. This is the Hall of Fame voter, Vahe Gregorian of the Kansas City Star. He writes, if the curious selection, because he was one of the people that didn't vote for Bill Belichick to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, listen to his explanation. At least he came out and let everybody know who he is. He's not hiding, you know, not hiding like a punk out there scared to show everybody who he is. So give him credit for that. But here's what he wrote. He said, if the curious election dynamics now in place allowed for a simple up and down vote on Belichick as a selector, I absolutely would have voted for him this year. That's just not how the voting works. The vote illogically lumps together in one category the coaching candidate, the contributor candidate, and three seniors. Voters can choose three of the five at most. I didn't vote against Belichick or Kraft. I voted for the three senior candidates, Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and L.C. Greenwood. That's what he said. Sounds like a reasonable explanation until you realize that it was more of a priority for him to ensure that the Roger Craigs and the Ken Andersons of the world get in rather than Bill Belichick being the first ballot Hall of Famer. See, for me, as much as I would have wanted a Roger Craig or a Ken Anderson or somebody to get in the Hall of Fame, that would not have taken precedent over ensuring that Bill Belichick was a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, no disrespect. Roger Craig was a hell of a player. Ken Anderson was a hell of a quarterback. I mean, no disrespect whatsoever. But whether they're in or not ain't moving anybody outside of their loved ones. Ain't moving anybody. What's moving people is Bill Belichick not being in when you're an eight-time champion and you're denied first ballot entry. Nobody can trust you. It's incredibly damaging to the Hall of Fame. It was an egregious, egregious error on that part. And you can't convince everybody that personal feelings didn't get in the way and lead to folks deciding that, you know what? This is not good. I don't like him. It's Spygate. It's Deflategate. He was acerbic and dismissive to the media. But don't think that didn't play a role because we're human beings. But the point is, it shouldn't. I don't give a damn who you like or dislike. When you have a resume that great is Bill Belichick, I don't care how much you like or dislike him. You got to put him in. Otherwise, you should lose credibility, which is why we should know exactly who the voters are, who's on the selection committee, and we should know who they voted for. It's an incredible responsibility. But if you want to be a part of it, you got to man up, accept it, and stand on yours. This is why I made this decision. Here's what I was feeling. This is the reason why. And most of them are hiding. Most of them are hiding. Bill Polian changed his stripes. Six-time executive of the year, 83-year-old. Initially said that he was 95% sure that he voted for Bill Belichick. For some reason, he couldn't remember definitively 100% whether he voted for Bill Belichick a couple of weeks ago, which I did not believe. But he course-corrected a day later and provided an important point of clarification. And you got to give credit where credit is due in that regard, so you don't want to summarily dismiss what he said. You want to at least quote him. And he says, I voted for Coach Belichick in the Hall of Fame selection meeting. But rather than hear me read it, here's Bill Polian talking on SiriusXM NFL Radio. Here's what he said.
I voted for Coach Belichick in the Hall of Fame selection meeting. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has confirmed that fact through the auditors of the selection process. Again, I'll state that I never said that I believe that Coach Belichick should, quote, wait a year, close quote, for enshrinement. This has been confirmed by the Pro Football Hall of Fame, numerous selectors who are in the room, and my vote for Coach Belichick. As a Hall of Fame member and selector, I realize the import of what we do. I've always tried, as a selector, to make these difficult choices with the utmost of objectivity. I've said on SiriusXM Radio and numerous other media outlets that I believe Coach Belichick to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. My vote confirms that.
So where did the 95% come from? Bill Polian provided an explanation for saying that originally. Here's what he said.
I had no means of confirming to 100% certainty that I had voted for Bill until such time as I could confirm that with the Hall. Early this morning, I got in touch with the Hall and asked if they could confirm it. They readily agreed to do so. We had to wait until the right person at the auditing firm could be contacted to confirm it. And they got back to me and confirmed it, that it was, in fact, I did vote for Bill, as I thought. I used the term 95% because I could have easily said very certain. Perhaps I should have said very certain, but I did not have confirmation late last night when I talked to the author, and I didn't want to make an absolutely unequivocal statement without having it be confirmed. Simple as
okay,
that.
Okay, so I know Kirk wants to follow up, but I just want to be clear and concise that you have confirmed through the auditing company and the Hall of Fame itself that your vote had been cast for Bill Belichick to be part of the Hall of Fame class.
That is absolutely correct.
Please sit down. Please sit down, Bill Polian. I mean, I'm not engaging in ageism here, but you're 83 years old and you're showing it. What does the auditing process have to do with anything, y'all? Am I missing something? To my producers, am I missing something? The question was asked, did you vote for Bill Belichick? Ain't nobody ask about no auditing machines and confirmation. What we're asking is, did you think he's the first ballot Hall of Famer? You know that. Suddenly, we got to act like we were so literal. Stop. Just stop it. Just stop it. When somebody asks you who'd you vote for, what are you going to say, y'all? Well, listen, I went to the polls, right? And I pulled the lever, and I think I did it for this person. I'm 95% sure. You either did or you didn't. You either did or you didn't. This is, it's almost like Clinton testifying through the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal many years ago. That depends on what is. What? What? Really? That's what we're doing? It's a simple question. Ain't nobody looking to go double check the auditors and all of that. No, we're asking you. Did you vote for Bill Belichick as a first ballot Hall of Famer? Not whether it was received properly and it went through the system and it's confirmed. What did you do? That's all. Stop it. Just stop it. Needless to say, that wasn't the biggest thing. The biggest thing was, again, the reporter in Kansas City. Let's basically talk about he didn't vote against them. He voted for the seniors. Well, what was most important? For all of them to get in eventually at the expense of Bill Belichick being a first ballot Hall of Famer or Bill Belichick getting in as a first ballot Hall of Famer? I would say the latter was more important. You know why? Because devoid of that, which we now know, shreds the credibility of everybody involved. It's just that simple. Shreds the credibility of everybody involved. And you just wonder sometimes. It's like these people really, really think that we've lost our rocker, that we have no clue. Just read it from here. Gregorian, the writer in Kansas City, who admitted he didn't vote for Belichick. He said, in fact, I didn't vote against Belichick or Kraft. I voted for three senior candidates, Ken Anderson, Roger Craig, and L.C. Greenwood. You could call that rationalizing, I suppose, and I'm suddenly reminded of the fortune cookie wisdom that you should never try to explain since your friends don't need it and your enemies won't believe it anyway. Okay. All right. He goes on to say, all of that went into why I felt duty-bound to vote for the richly deserving seniors, who most likely won't ever have a hearing again as more senior candidates enter the pool and fresh cases get made for others. Meanwhile, Belichick is inevitable soon, as he should be. At the risk of contradicting my own vote, really, he shouldn't even have to wait. I understand why people are offended that he isn't going in the first moment he can. Here's the reason why people are offended. Because you rely on the voters to make sure, at the very least, the obvious happens. We didn't like it when T.O. was denied entry as a first ballot Hall of Famer when he retired clearly as a top three receiver in the history of the game. We don't like it when we see a Bill Belichick not a first ballot Hall of Famer when it's clear he's the greatest coach to have ever lived. And we damn sure, I don't even want to imagine what is going to happen. I don't even want to imagine what is going to happen if it turns out that Tom Brady is snubbed and he's denied first ballot Hall of Fame because of Deflategate, Spygate, or anything like that. Go ahead and deny Tom Brady first ballot entry into the Hall of Fame all you want to. Find one single player in the NFL. They're the ones on the field competing against them. Find me one player that would tell you that Tom Brady is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. One. Oh, my Lord, if that happens, that will be so bad. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. A couple of storylines to touch on as well. LeBron James was in Cleveland last night, had an emotional moment. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And obviously his future in Los Angeles appears to be a bit tenuous. He could take a pay cut and stay. He could depart and go someplace like to Cleveland to finish out his career and better position himself to capture another NBA championship, which would be his fifth, or he could retire. What should LeBron do? What is he going to do? You think he's going to do? And assuming he decides to retire or go elsewhere, what would that mean for the Lakers? And should the Lakers want him to go? These are all legitimate questions. What's also a legitimate question is Giannis Antetokounmpo, now having made it clear that he wants out of Milwaukee. Who's the best suitors for him? Who should he be thinking about? Where should he want to go? Should it be Houston? San Antonio? Golden State? Miami? New York? Minnesota? Where should he want to go? All of these are legitimate questions that's up in the air. All of them are questions I'll have an answer for. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.